Well, good evening, everyone. Just for the benefit of those people that are new to this call, my name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4Life Research, and this is a leadership training series. This is the third one this evening, and I welcome you to the call. What I'm going to talk to you about tonight is life is a succession of lessons. And life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood, and that was said by Helen Keller. Now, do you know the 10 rules for being human? You owe it to yourself to know these. For one of her workshops several years ago, Sherry Carter Scott composed a list of basic truths about life, which she named the 10 rules for being human. And right away, the rules resonated with her clients, who photocopied and passed them to friends and relatives. People wanted more, and so Sherry responded by producing these rules as official rules. It's called, for her, she's calling it, if life is a game, these are the rules. So there are no mistakes in life, only lessons to be learned. And as Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said, if you emphasize these rules, you will begin to see your life from a whole new perspective, and your life will magically transform, and you will learn the secrets to manifesting your heart's desire. This subject has certainly done a lot for him, and I hope that by you learning the 10 rules, it will help you on your way to a more joyful life. And I'm going to share these 10 rules with you now to give you a taste of what this is. I think you may love it if you pay attention to what they are. So let me give these for you. Life has often been compared to a game. We are never told the rules, unfortunately, nor are we given any instructions about how to play. We simply begin at go and make our way around the board, hoping we play it right. We don't know exactly the objective of playing, nor what it means to actually win. That is what the 10 rules for being human is all about. These are the guidelines to playing the game that we call life. But they're also much more than that. These rules will provide you with a basic spiritual primer for what it means to be a human. There are universal truths that everyone inherently knows but has forgotten somewhere along the way. If life is a game, these are the rules. It's the foundation of how we can live a fulfilling and meaningful life. Rule number one, you will receive a body. You may love it, you may hate it, but it will be yours for the duration of your life on earth. Rule number two, you will be presented with lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called Life. Each day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or you may hate them, but you have designed them as part of your own curriculum. Rule number three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. You should remember that one. Growth is a process of experimentation, a series of trials, errors, and occasional victories. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as the experiments that work. And rule number four, the lesson is repeated until it's learned. Lessons will be repeated to you in various forms until you've learned them. And when you've learned them, you can go to the next lesson. Think about that one. You probably recognize some lessons. And rule number five, learning does not end. There is no part of the life that does not contain lessons. If you're alive, there are lessons to be learned. And rule number six, there is no better than here. When you're there has become here. You will simply obtain another there that will look better to you than your present here. And number seven, others are only mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects something you love or hate about yourself. And rule number eight, what you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and the resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. And number nine, Your answers lie inside of you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. And rule number 10, you will forget all this at birth, or you can remember if you want by unraveling the double helix of inner knowing. So those are the 10 rules, and I think each of you can think about that and feel a part of whatever one you recognize. But I think we can all say that we've experienced that. And then I just have something short to add to this, and that is, in many ways, we're all alike. However, one little difference almost always makes a big difference, and that little difference is called attitude. William James, over a century ago, said, "The greatest discovery of this generation is that a human being can alter their life by altering their attitude." I believe this with all my heart, and over the years I have seen it happen countless times. What most people fail to realize is that your attitude not only impacts your happiness and your success, it also can impact the happiness and the success of all the people around you, your family, your friends, and your people at work. Attitudes truly are contagious, and from time to time we need to ask ourselves, is mine worth catching? There's no way to overstate the importance of a positive attitude in your life. However, no one can underestimate the difficulty in maintaining it. It's not easy, and it's a very personal thing, but it can be done. And I hope that when you think about attitude, you'll think about these things: managing your energy levels, keeping your soul alive, taking new paths, reducing your stress, developing your human touch, attacking your fears, and living in awe. Savor small successes. Burn brightly without burning out. And hang on when the storms blow through. Those are all things that I hope you will think about and carry with you in making your life better every single day. Now, you know something. My goal was to find the very best quotes on the most important traits of leadership. Things such as vision, passion, serving, integrity, and commitment, all the way to excellence, just to name a few. And Zig Ziglar teaches very much about leadership, and he said, "Great quotes make the light bulb go off in my mind. If you're like me, you'll jump at the chance to bypass all the churning and scoop the cream right off the top. This is what quotes are, the cream of our learning." So I'm going to share some quotes with you tonight. By Warren Beenis. The quote is, "Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality." And by Peter Drucker, "Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things." Arnold Glasgow said, "One of the true tests of leadership is the ability to recognize a problem before it becomes an emergency." And James Baldwin said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." And Ken Blanchard said, "If you want to know why your people are not performing well, step up to the mirror and take a peek." And Max Dupree said, "The first responsibility of a leader is to define reality. The last is to say thank you. And in between the two, the leader must become a servant." These are all important for you guys to know. And Theodore Roosevelt said, "They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care." And how many times have we said that? You must care about your people. And Michael Leboeuf said, "The greatest management principle in the world is the things that get rewarded and appreciated get done." And Winston Churchill said, "Excellence is caring more than others think is wise, risking more than others think is safe, dreaming more than others think is practical, expecting more than others think is possible." And quite frankly, I'll tell you, that's what Jace Kim lives by. That's why he reached platinum. And then Bob Nelson said, "You get the best efforts from others not by lighting a fire beneath them, but by building a fire within them." And William Foster said, "Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives." And Robert Townsend said, "Values are critical guides for making decisions. When in doubt, they cut through the fog like a beacon in the night." have good values. And Jack Welch said, a leader's job is to look into the future and see the organization not as it is, but as it should be. And that's what we did with Team Bond, you guys. We looked forward to see how it should be, and it became that. And then Robert Half said, giving people a little more than they expect is a good way to get back a lot more than you expect. And Zig Ziglar said, the most important persuasion tool you have in your entire arsenal is integrity. And Lao Tzu said, to lead the people, walk behind them. I love these quotes. They're just so inspirational. And there's one other thing besides quotes I wanted to share with you. If you want to develop aspiring supervisors or leaders that are going to do good in your group, we have 10 follow the leader ways to be the kind of leaders that others will follow. They will want to follow with these things. 1, treat everyone with dignity, respect, and courtesy. Value the inherent worth of each person you've contacted. And the second one is lead by example. How many times have you heard that? Model the work performance, the attendance, and conduct that you expect from others. You be that example. The third one is be firm, fair, and consistent. Hold everyone, including yourself, equally accountable for following all rules and regulations, exhibiting appropriate behavior, and meeting all responsibilities and achieving desired results. And 4, own up to your shortcomings. Avoid cover-ups. If you make a mistake, admit it and then fix it. And 5, focus on their strengths. Provide all people on your team with the information, direction, resources, feedback, and support that they need to be successful. And 6, get them involved. Whenever practical and appropriate, involve direct reports in decision-making, plan development, and problem-solving. And 7, listen. Hone your listening skills. Focus on understanding the messages people send you. And 8, show your appreciation. Acknowledge and thank your downline for their efforts and their contributions. Let people know that good work is important and that good workers are valued and appreciated. Celebrate an achievement. And 9, respect their time. Remember that your team members have important and often difficult jobs to do and priorities to manage. And 10, do what needs to be done. When you see or hear something that requires attention, jump in and deal with it. Don't procrastinate or latch on to excuses for dealing with issues. So you can be a peer today, but you can be a boss tomorrow or a very fine leader. And all of those things, when you practice those traits, people want to follow you. And in network marketing, they need to follow you if you want to be successful. So make yourself the best you can be and remember those traits. Anyway, everybody, that's it for now. This is just a short call, and I hope you've benefited from it. Does anybody have anything they want to ask or anything?
Great, great ideas, Bonnie.
Is that you, Madeline?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you earlier. I'm glad you're here.
I didn't have a chance to announce myself.
I'm sorry, but thank you. Glad you're here.
That really is a reminder for all of us to understand that the biggest gift in network marketing is really personal growth. I mean, I have been struggling with that for quite some time because every time you think you grew, there's another obstacle that you have to overcome, but it's mainly you. And as you said, you know, when you don't like anything about another person, it's part in you. And so this is these quotes really help, and also helping that you review things that you can utilize it for another training, and definitely I get another great ideas for my workshop in Germany. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Well, thank you, Barbara. And somehow I don't see you having struggles.
The struggle, as you know, never ends in terms of, you know, in terms of your emotions. And this is exactly why I have to say, and I say this to my people, that as much as I appreciate them, they also gave me the chance to improve myself. And to better oneself is really wonderful, even though that sometimes there is a struggle because you sometimes don't want to realize that there's parts in you that you want to do better and improve. And I always take that as a challenge. It's wonderful. And your training really helps all my people to, everyone wrote things down. And, of course, it helps all of us, you know, to hopefully repeated by you having the call recorded on Team One site. And by the way, congratulations for these beautiful pictures. You look terrific. I looked twice how much better you look after, you know, the stroke that you had. It's just terrific. I was just in awe.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you. And I appreciate your comments because you know very well that you have to lead in order to grow in network marketing. You have to become a leader whether you want to or not. And as you opened your comments with, I mean, we grow in network marketing. We become more than when we started. And so, I mean, one of these things that I said tonight was you have to become the person you want your group to be. And you certainly have done that, and I congratulate you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
But anyway, thank you, everybody. It's been a joy to have you here. So we'll see you again next week, okay?